This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Walgreens store in North Carolina mistakenly gave people shots of saline instead of the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, they say it was a, quote, limited number, and the pharmacy chain said that the people that were impacted are going to get notified to come back. So limited number, and it was at a location in Monroe. And they said those who received saline instead of the COVID-19 shot were contacted to reschedule their appointments as soon as possible, the company assured. The patients will later receive their second dose within the appropriate time frame. Lisa Strawn said she and her husband were among the people who received the wrong injection on March 20th at the store. They called us and told us we need to come back the next day, that there had been a mix-up with our shot. Strawn said she was told that the pharmacist had forgotten to mix the Pfizer vaccine and had only received the saline. The employee told her that it was only when the store had too much vaccine left over at the end of the day that they realized they made a mistake. So it sounds like maybe just one day of, you know, people getting the vaccine or the saline. She said, I just thought it was important that people know just to be careful. She told WRAL, you know, check behind them. Walgreens said they are investigating the incident and have taken immediate steps to review our procedures with the location to prevent this from occurring again. And, you know, pharmacies, I got to hand it to them. Okay, pharmacies are doing a pretty good job considering pharmacies have to be open in terms of, you know, during the pandemic with essential workers. We're going to be talking about hero pay in a little bit and how that's kind of making some stores close. But Walgreens and pharmacies, they were open. And during the pandemic, they were kind of the go-to of places. People didn't want to go to a big box store. Or many of the box stores were limited and there were lines. And so pharmacies you could drive up to. You know, some pharmacists would go and grab some of the medicines or things you needed over the counter. And I really, really credit the pharmacies for what they had done, staying open and being understaffed and doing what they did throughout the pandemic, especially since people were coming to them sick. When I heard they were going to take on the vaccine rollout, I thought they might be a little over their head until I felt confident that you weren't going to have people have multiple allergic reactions. As long as they have people that could administer the EpiPen, as long as they were in locations where a paramedic could be nearby, I was fine with that. And it looks like they have done an amazing job. And one of the reasons why I was such a fan of pharmacies actually were helping with the rollout is getting to a big stadium or a big location to, you know, to be able to vaccinate sometimes takes 2 or 3 bus trips. And so if the average person is who has been scared and told this whole time that COVID will kill you, stay home, order in, don't go to a movie theater, don't go to school, don't go to work, don't go out to eat, what makes you think they're going to take a couple bus rides to go to a stadium where thousands of people could be to get a shot? So, you know, at least a local Walgreens means many people could even walk to it. So even though not all the pharmacies were able to offer shots, a good number of them. But where I get mad and why I make a, you know, I kind of make a big deal about things is when we have an issue of accidents or medication errors. I keep fighting these headlines that say, oh, medication errors are the number one public health threat, and hospitals and doctors and nurses make mistakes all the time, and they kill people in the tens of thousands. And I'm like, okay, oh, hold on, come on. Okay, no, we don't. We double-check everything. All right? Anything we're going to inject into you, we double-check. We check expiration dates. We make sure we're not going to cut or operate on the wrong body part. There, you know, don't mind you, every now and then there's a one in a blue moon chance that somebody gets operated on the wrong kidney and makes news and we all kind of cover our heads like, how the heck did that happen? You know, what Gomer did that procedure? But for the most part, we do pretty good. And then you hear that incorrect vaccines are given. Now, somebody could say, thank God, it was just saline, no big deal. Remember empty syringes were being used on one? They were just empty. And they were, and I know one of you had been concerned going, wait, isn't an empty syringe a used syringe? And it could be. But, I mean, an empty syringe could be a brand new sterile syringe, but brand new empty syringes are usually packaged. So if somebody had a tray of syringes that were used or that were empty, you know, it could imply they could have been used. But if that happened, then all those people involved would have had to get hepatitis, HIV, syphilis tests, things like that. So hopefully that wasn't that case with that one cluster that happened a few months ago. But where I get a little nervous is, you know, I ran a medical office and I didn't want to micromanage, but the potential mistakes some of the staff could have done, I made sure that I managed the, I'm drawing up the vaccine. I'm making sure the temperature is right on the fridge. You know, did you get the labs back? Did you double check that all the labs came back? Because it is on me. As a doctor, it is on me. If I run that office, and one of the things that made the decision for me to close my office and move to teaching easier, even though the main one was Obamacare and people having high deductibles and insurance company not paying and all the new red tape, but a big thing was I couldn't watch every human that I hired all the time. We had one nurse steal things from the crash cart. There was some Valium that we would use for, I guess, sedation. I mean, I never had to use the crash cart. But when you have somebody that's kind of stealing stuff away from a patient that might need it in a life-threatening situation, that's a problem. It was an old-time crash cart. This was when we first opened our office. I had people steal, some of the nurses stole the flu shots and then pretended to be me and give them to people and sell them themselves. So, you know, when I felt that at some point, you know, I'd have a miss where somebody might do their not do their job correctly, it was kind of easy and a relief when I decided to close my office. Because luckily we didn't have, you know, any mistake that happened to patients. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter with Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I always hate to see, rock star or an old music icon pass away. And Mike Mitchell from they're the band that did the Luai Luai song. I don't know what the band's name was, though. It was the Kingsmen. The Kingsmen. He was the guitarist for the Kingsmen. And he passed at the age of 77. We're not sure what the cause of death is. But he might have held the secret as to what the lyrics of Luai Luai was. Do you guys remember that song? Luai Luai, oh, baby, something, something, something. Yeah, 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 Luai Luai. I tried to look it up, all right, and I'm listening to the song, and they say that it's Luai Luai, oh no, me gotta go. No, I don't think it's me gotta go. It's like lua lua oh me. It's like my la la la. I don't know. I don't really listen to a lot of the lyrics, so I don't know. And I guess it has to do with like a pirate. That fine little girl waits for me. Catch a ship across the sea. Sail that ship about all alone. Never know I'll make it home. I guess it's about a pirate. I don't know. Okay, but it's a song. We all dance to it. And we're like, you know. But one thing that's surfacing now is there's a lot of songs that apparently are considered taboo, not politically correct. And, like, you know that song, Blurred Lines, that, I can't sing it, obviously, but I think it's Robin Thicke. Is it that song? Hold on a second. Yeah, Robin Thicke, The Blurred Lines. Apparently that song got banned because I guess it has to do with him saying he's going to have sex with somebody even though she might not want to have sex with him. I don't know. I don't listen to the lines or the lyrics, so I don't know. I remember in the 80s, there's a song, Let's Go All the Way, Sly Fox. Let's go all the way. Let's go all the way. Anyway, so Let's Go All the Way. And I remember my mom yelling at me going, why are you singing a song? Let's go all the way. You're going to be a slut. I'm like, it's just a song. It's Sly Fox's song. Then you got Addicted to Love, you know. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. And Addicted, well, that could affect, you know, those who are addicted. You know, is the song kind of, what's the word for it, when you kind of take advantage of, I don't know what the word is. But anyway, you know, people that are having an addiction, a sex addiction. So, you know, lyrics are going to be next in terms of under the microscope of how they are affecting our current culture. As, you know, you have many kids that are singing lyrics and songs that have the N-word, and it's completely inappropriate, but these are songs that are out there in 2021 making millions of dollars, having millions of downloads, but they have words that we're not supposed to be using this day and age. And if you listen to many of the songs, they're very, you know, demonstrative in terms of love. Oh, yeah, like that Baby It's Cold Outside. Okay, that Baby It's Cold Outside. That one is a great song, all right? You know, it's a good Christmas song. It's a little cute. She's a little flirty. But the problem people have with that song is she doesn't want to stay. He seems to kind of, you know, goad her into staying, right? And then I guess they have a cigarette and they have a drink. And so people are concerned that that Christmas song is about a predator trying to push himself onto a woman that kind of said no. And almost blackmailing her because it's cold outside, that she'll be stuck out in the cold. And, you know, and it's, so, I mean, I think it's cute as anything. But you have critics out there saying this type of music is propagating misogynistic, sexist, racist sort of themes. I think Katy Perry might have had a song about gay men. I don't know, something about that, and people got mad about that. I Was Born This Way. Great song by Lady Gaga. I was born this way. Great song, right? And it's a song that is supposed to, I thought, be progressive in terms of people going, look, this is who I am. You know, whether I'm straight, gay, transgender, this is who I am. I was born this way. But it's been taken to another level as people are saying, well, yeah, you're saying, well, yeah, I was born white. I was born black. I was born this way. Why do I have to apologize for being white? Why do I have to apologize? Okay, well, no, it's just a song, all right? It's a song. And I foresee that music may just later get to beats or will have these lyrics that don't mean much. You know, the reason why Luai Luai was such a great song was I think nobody understood what the heck it was talking about. You know, the other day, I was listening to 60s on 60s on the Sirius XM. I always listen to the 90s and 90s and the 80s and the 50s. The 50s are one of my favorites, but they don't always play all the good music. And the 60s had the Little Old Lady from Pasadena. And anyway, so the Little Old Lady from Pasadena, all right, if you listen to the words, really listen to the words, okay, it could kind of insult old women. So I think it's a cool song, right? Baba, Baba Ran, yeah, and that, Baba Ran. I remember there was some controversy that Baba, Baba, Baba Ran was insulting to those with a stutter. Okay, now I have a stutter. I'm totally fine with the Baba Ran song. You could go ba 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 ran ba 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 ba. I think it's cool, but no, I do not, having a stutter, feel at all insulted. So music is going to be taking a very interesting turn next, as cancel culture and all the sorts of progress people are making. The more people are trying to be progressive, the more they could be unfortunately putting themselves back. And I like the song I Was Born This Way. I thought it was a great song, but I didn't realize that it could be later construed as, you know, people having pride, and pride could be unfortunately misconstrued as racism. So, the one thing that I think most people want is to not be accused of being racist, not to be accused of being sexist. Yeah, they want to sing a love song. They want to do a love poem. They want to comment somebody. We're going to talk about a survey by single men and what they want in women. I believe these were heterosexual men that were surveyed. It's kind of interesting. It wasn't all about the boobs. Yeah, very interesting. But I'm almost wondering if we try to move forward, okay, with this. And I know this is, it's a little tricky and it's a little gutsy and maybe risky. But, you know, maybe we just need to be blatant in our music. You know, a lot of music when you listen, you know, it's like, you know, smoke gets in your eyes. You know, the platters, when your heart's on fire, smoke gets in your eyes, or something like that, okay? Now, smoke gets in your eyes when your heart's on fire. I think that's beautiful. But maybe people are taking these lyrics and they're going off and twisting them. So maybe just be honest. Maybe in a song, just say, I like boobs. It's a song about boobs. I like boobs. Boob, 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 boob. And however, right? And then nobody could say you're being sexist. Nobody could say you're being racist. Nobody could say you're being, you know, whatever, because you're just writing a song that you like boobs. Okay? I like teeth. I like teeth. I like to brush teeth. I like to dental floss teeth. I like to water pick. I like teeth. Teeth rock. Right? Teeth. Now, teeth is not supposed to signify something ominous. Something, you know, maybe if there is a song, you know, it just needs to be raw. Yeah, or maybe the lyrics, I don't know, need to be like Lou on the Y, where you don't even understand what the heck they're saying. But what I don't want to see is some of these classics get canceled. When I heard that they wanted to kind of cancel Santa Claus, say, well, Santa Claus is fat, and he's drinking alcohol, and he's smoking a pipe, and he's eating cookies, and that is not a good image for kids, I'm like, oh, come on. Okay, you know, no, you know, there are some things out there that I really don't think will impede our progress to fight racism or sexism or inequality or being unaccepting of others. Let's Santa Claus stay. Somebody figure out what the Luai Luai song is about. If you like boobs, sing a song about boobs. If you like, you know, cheekbones, sing a song about cheekbones. Right? If you like sex, sing a song about sex, but don't go too graphic. Sometimes kids hear this. Right? If there's words we're not supposed to be using in society, don't use those words. And, you know, maybe we could save some of the songs and, you know, just realize the context they were in. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the jury continues to hear closing arguments in the case against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, Judge Peter Cahill tells the jury the duties of them and himself.
It is your duty to decide the questions of fact in this case. It is my duty to give you the rules of law that you must apply in arriving at your verdict.
Chauvin is accused of killing George Floyd last year by holding him down for just over 9 minutes until he stopped breathing. The defense contends that Floyd died due to a drug overdose. Toxicology reports do show that Floyd had a lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. President Biden meeting with a group of bipartisan lawmakers at the Oval Office on Monday to discuss his jobs and infrastructure package. You're listening to USA Radio News. All Americans age 16 and older are now eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Oregon are among a handful of states meeting President Biden's deadline to make vaccines available to all adults by today. Meantime, public health officials are concerned about vaccine availability while distribution of the Johnson & Johnson shot is paused. As far as when we can expect that pause to end, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC News,
I would think that we're not going to go beyond Friday in the extension of this pause. There will very likely be a decision.
A suspect in a deadly triple murder in Austin, Texas, is in custody. Austin police and the Travis County Sheriff's Office saying Stephen Broderick was captured while walking along the road near Manor, just northeast of Texas's capital city. Broderick was formerly a detective with the Travis County Sheriff's Office. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So tensions are high, and COVID has caused tensions to be high among people and public officials, teachers, between parents and teachers. Well, there was a little meme that was circulating around Facebook. I think it said something to the effect of, teachers aren't in it for the income, they're in it for the outcome of their students. Well, it was a beautiful little thing, and I agree with that. Having been a teacher, you don't really do it for the money. You get a pay cut
when you become a teacher. You do, you know, you bet you really want your students to become well and do well. And I get to see my students become doctors, and it's exciting, just exciting. All right, I'm a happy girl. But there was a lot of criticism over the last few months of teachers in terms of some wanting to go back, some not wanting to go back, some still collecting pay and not going back, some working their butts off doing virtual school and in-person school and trying to manage it all. So, you know, some teachers worked their butts off, some didn't, so there was that disparity, so teachers were kind of upset with each other. Some of the teacher unions were fighting with public officials. But then a growing concern that came that caused parents to even be more concerned is the quote-unquote woke culture, where school curriculums started to have curricula that would target white students and how white students approached their race that they were born with. And some had to write, paragraphs or reports on how they're privileged, and I guess one principal asked parents even to get involved and find where they are on the spectrum in terms of being a white supremacist versus being a, you know, like a white denier. And I'm not sure all the, you know, and all these headlines have come out. And I guess Vivek Ramaswamy, a biotech entrepreneur, he has said that schools are, quote, poisoning the minds of students with anti-racism ideology, and he compared it to China's Cultural Revolution. He said he responded to incidents at elite New York City prep schools accused of, quote, indoctrination. He had removed his daughter from Brearley School in New York City. Grace School in East Village has been accused of, quote, indoctrinating students. And so, you know, me having been in education for years, either needing to go through education myself or having kids in education, you do see political threats many times. I wanted to avoid it, and I was fortunate enough in my schooling to be able to avoid it. If it was something that I really wasn't, amenable to, for example, they had asked a bunch of students to start training. There was this one tract where we could train to do abortions, and I didn't really want to perform one, and I said no, and I was able to say no, and I didn't have to. And it turned out most of the students said no, and even those that were pro-choice. I'd asked why, I thought you were pro-choice. And they're like, yeah, but, you know, we're pro-choice. We still think it's a baby. No, we don't. We still think it's a life. So I came to learn through my education that there's not just one way of doing things, that you could be pro-choice and still feel that the fetus is a life. You know? You could be pro-life and still feel that the government needs to stay out of somebody's personal decisions. You could be, you could want to support those who are, poor and challenged, but you could also encourage people to work as part of their therapy. So for me, and maybe it's because I, am still open-minded and independent in terms of, where I stand politically, I didn't really feel a lot of the pressures. But now I'm hearing that in a whole variety of schools, settings, whether it's a science class, whether it's a math class, whether it's an English class, whether it's, something that you would think would just be studying one thing or another, that there almost has to be a checklist of things done to be progressive. And parents and some students feel like they are kind of being caught being a captive audience. I mean, when I taught medical students, yeah, I might not have been a big fan of Obamacare. I might not have been a big fan of doctors asking if you had sex with men, women, or both. I think it, doesn't matter since we test everybody for HIV. And so I thought things on both sides of the spectrum of the aisle weren't really that necessary. And I had issues with, but for the most part, I just taught the medicine. I didn't have to really bring politics into it. Unless, of course, people ask, well, what about this? What about this? If somebody's transgender and they identify as a male, What do you put in the chart? You say they are transgender male, but you need to know if they have ovaries, because if they have abdominal pain and bloating, you got to make sure that person doesn't have ovarian cancer. So I would, you know, non-politically, you know, approach these things. But in schools, we're hearing that, you know, oh, the internet doesn't have enough content on, you know, women in the field, so your assignment is find a woman in this field and do a report and put it onto Wikipedia. Okay, well, that's nice, and it's you know, it's a nice thing to do for women who might have been over, you know, brushed over, and but I, you know, you only have X amount of days to learn your art or the photosynthesis or the botany and that. And so, you know, is college the place to infuse, you know, these ideologies? I mean, if somebody doesn't respect a woman, I don't think college is, that's college's role to do that. It's college's role to keep people safe. It's college's role to make sure that there is no racism on their campus, that there's no assaults on their campus, that there's no discrimination against anybody, that everybody is created equal and treated equal. But, you know, I mean, you know, you're raised by your parents, you're raised by your community. It's the community's responsibility. You know, a class that's supposed to teach biology, do they really need to get into, you know, relations? Now, I do think there are some things that need to be pointed out, like if studies were done on white women and didn't include Hispanic women or black women in that study, such that some of this data might not be as applicable. Yep. And, you know, because I'm a huge advocate of studies having diverse population demographics so we can, so, you know, we don't, you know, falsely use a medication that was tested on one on another demographic. That might not have worked as well. And unfortunately, many studies were done with disparities in race. So I do see where race will come up. But in terms of invoking, you know, or promoting liberalism or promoting conservatism in a class, I think is inappropriate. I think if students purchase a class, they should have a right to know what the content is. And if the content is going to be Democratic or Republican or liberal or conservative, and all they really want to learn is calculus, they should then have a right to leave the class. So, you know, schools and curriculums, and, you know, I was kind of quick to tell people, look, you know, I know you guys are mad at teachers, but it might be the curriculum that is being, you know, forced in terms of having to have the woke policies and things like that. You know, I don't believe most teachers want to, you know, teachers want to get the kids, you know, able to pass their standardized tests, get their kids able to graduate, but if the curriculum is being handed down as, you know, you need to do this and, you know, it's definitely a difficult topic, and I just keep seeing, unfortunately, more and more angst and anger and more, shall we say, separation of people. Rather than everybody getting along, I'm starting to see people, groups, be pretty ticked off at other groups. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Dr. Walensky and I believe Dr. Fauci have been pretty optimistic about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and I believe there's been some rumors that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine might be able to be reinstated as of Friday. Now, the CDC And the FDA is currently working through a, quote, handful of reports regarding possible adverse events related to the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. This was flagged and paused last week. And in a White House briefing today, Dr. Rochelle Walensky of the CDC said the agency is working to determine whether the incidents do qualify as a case and will present the new information to the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices in a meeting on Friday. She said the reports were made through the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, and she was encouraged by the low numbers. She says these have been a handful of cases, not an overwhelming number of cases we are working through, and educating them and verifying whether they do in fact reflect a true case, and that will be the work of the CDC this week, as well as the FDA, and then we will present that to the ACIP on Friday. They say we are doing that work right now. We are encouraged that it hasn't been an overwhelming number of cases, but we are looking at seeing what's coming in. So the pause came when there were originally six incidents of a severe type of blood clot that occurred alongside low platelet counts. Now, this happened after 7.1 million shots, so it was a really, really low incidence. Then, the next day, there was a seventh case involving a woman who had a blood clot, and then a male during clinical trials, but had not been tied to the shot at the time. And so, guidance and recommendations are all kind of multifaceted when it comes to the CDC and FDA. And so when it comes to the CDC saying, look, the shot is fine, people want a little bit more answers, going, but wait a second, I've had a blood clot, or my father had a blood clot, or my mom had a blood clot. What do you mean it's fine? Can we get a little more information? Which is why I have been, which is shocking to a lot of people, I have been in support of the CDC and FDA for the pause. Even though the numbers were so minuscule, to me, this was kind of the icing on the cake. Where after hearing about 3,000 deaths from the COVID vaccine and being told, guys, none of them were vaccine related, seeing what's been going on with AstraZeneca and the clot risk, and even the European agency going, guys, we think that we do have to be cautious with this one and watch certain populations. When Johnson & Johnson vaccine had a very minimal relationship with a possible blood clot risk, if America blew it off, and they said, it's fine, 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 somebody was going to stop and not believe them. So they couldn't, with everything else going on, have this, it's fine, just keep getting the shot, it's fine. Just like Nancy Pelosi. Just pass the bill and we'll read it later. So I'm glad they decided to extend the pause and look and evaluate, because if there is the rarest, less than 1 million of chance, if there are certain people they found and there was a common link between, you know, the people getting this severe issue, they can make a recommendation. They can say, look, guys, if you're a smoker or if you're on estrogen or if you had a long flight, you might be at risk. Or if you have factor V leading mutation, which puts you at risk for blood clots, you might be at higher risk. If they are able to look at all the cases, look at all the medical history, find some underlying threads, then they could turn around and make a recommendation. Now, a week is not enough time. I believe at least it's going to take a few weeks. So if they think they're going to have an answer by Friday, that's fine. People were mad. Gosh, man, they're postponing it another week. Listen, we don't want them to do this halfway. There's a trust issue. A huge trust issue when it comes to these shots and these vaccines. And people have been very concerned that these cases of people dying after a vaccine appear to be blown off. Now, they're not. The CDC says they've investigated every single death case. Then I think all of them, they said, weren't related, although there's, I believe, still the OB-GYN, the gynecologist obstetrician, who lost his platelets dropped, and then he had a brain hemorrhage and died. I believe that was ruled COVID vaccine related. But, you know, people want to know, even if the risk is so small, that they're not being lied to. And especially some of the people very interested in this aren't the ones that are the, quote, anti-vaxxers or the people that refuse to get the vaccine. They're the people who got the vaccine. So when all this went down, people who got the vaccine said, look, I got the vaccine a week ago. What do I do? We had a caller saying, should I be taking aspirin? no, you know, right now, you know, people who got the vaccine are looking to see how trustworthy is the government. And if the government said, guys, just move on, just keep doing what we say, and we'll stop it if we think it's a real problem, somebody's going to be like, wait a second. But if they go, look, we're going to evaluate it, we're probably going to reinstate it, and we're going to take a look and tell you what we think happened, that's the proper course. And if they looked at all the cases and said, look, these were all random, there was no underlying thread that we could find, we can't tell if it all happened because of immunity to the virus, or, you know, some of these people don't have antibodies, some of these people do. We can't tell if it had to do with smoking or them having estrogen on board. We don't know. But because the risk is so low, we feel safe for you guys to get the vaccine. That's fine. Just let us know you looked at it. The problem everybody's having is when there are adverse events. Originally, what happened with the COVID rollout is they needed everybody on board, and they needed everybody signing up and wanting to get the vaccine. And the first, you know, few thousands are like, really? Do I really need to? That, you know, do we? And then people were doing selfies and videos, and one person fainted. And people faint. It happens. People will faint after blood drawn or shot. So somebody saw them faint. Somebody saw some guy get injected with an empty vaccine. Like, was this all for show? You know, they saw that, you know, politicians were able to get them, but older individuals who were at high risk weren't. And it was kind of a little bit of a mess. And there was a lot of distress. And then somebody said, look, you know, my mom died. Or my dad died, and this could be from the vaccine. Or somebody went into liver failure in my family. Or, you know, and then everybody kind of starts to go, well, okay, what happened there? And then all of a sudden, the article headline is not ruled. Okay, not ruled a cause. This medical student that died a little while ago, immediately the next day, the coroner says, we don't think it's vaccine related. Now, mind you, the coroner has a right to do that. I believe there was a medical student in Ohio. I have to double check where. Medical student, or I think it was University of Cincinnati, I have to double check, died hours after his vaccine, young kid. And the headlines were very quick to say not vaccine related, because they had to try to calm the fear from the headline the day before of somebody died right after getting a vaccine. Well, they have a right to say if they don't think it was vaccine related, but how do you know that quickly? I understand they want to calm people's fears, but sometimes when you try to debunk a theory that it could be vaccine-related, you start to make us more concerned. Look, I'm pro-vaccine, but I also don't want anybody lied to, and I don't want anybody feeling like they're being snowed. So if you think it's premature, say, guys, it's premature. To say this was vaccine-related, we're going to investigate. We are going to consider vaccine as a possibility, but we're going to look at other things because we do rarely see kids get strokes or die or whatever. So I think that's the way the government has to be. And if the government does approve it by Friday and they didn't rush and they really looked at all possibilities and then they came up with guidance, I'm going to be fine with that and I'll support it. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.